or our patients to be more joined up ourselves as an NHS.
If you have a referral, if you go and visit your GP and they decide that you need to be referred for treatment in the hospital or secondary care, then we need to do that digitally. We need to not have appointments sitting in manual books and then letters going backwards and forwards. You know, it needs to be more responsive and be able to send test results, you know, via the GP faster.
What about what Sir David Nicholson said earlier this week? He's the outgoing chief executive of NHS England, and he warned, didn't he, that without the better use of technology, there could be a £30 billion funding gap just 7 years from now, and we know how quickly that can go by. What can the NHS introduce before then that will make things cheaper?
Well, other industries have tackled this, like airline industry and banking and supply chain, and in every aspect of our lives, you know, the way we live our lives, the way we shop, it all involves all the back end, the back office functions all working together electronically, and that's really where we want to get to our NHS. I mean, the priority needs to be about patient experience and about safety, but we're finding, we've got evidence that it's also saving the NHS money.
Well, there always be differences between those industries you mentioned and any healthcare system, because there's so much more involved and it's much more sensitive what's involved often.
Well, we're not talking about care, we're just talking about interactions. You know, if somebody wants to pick the phone up and make an appointment, they always can, but, you know, that doesn't preclude them from being able to make appointments online as well. As I said, the repeat prescriptions is the best example. I have asthma and I need to see the doctor every 2 years to have an asthma check, but I need inhalers every 6 months. Why can't I just press a button on my computer and then that transfer from the GP to the pharmacy, and then the pharmacy offers a service where they'll deliver it? Now, that feels like customer service to me.
Instead of the palaver of having to go somewhere and collect it.
And if I have to go and bang on the window at the GP surgery to fill out a form for a repeat prescription, that's time that receptionist could be spending talking to someone who really needs looking after.
OK, thank you for talking to us, Beverly Bryant, Director of Strategic Systems and Technology down at that Health and Care Innovation Expo taking place in Central Manchester today. Sean Farrington.